Like paint.
If they behave good?
Better make sure we behave good. Looks like some things haven't changed. Strangers are fine as long as they walk the line.
You're wrong, Rick. Not many vills welcome outlanders. Doesn't matter how they behave.
So, xenophobia is the rule, you mean?
Ryan didn't understand him, so he didn't bother replying.
Someone's coming! Wags, that way!
Christy pointed to the east.
Airwag?
No, Jack. It's a different sound. Some kind of gas wag.
Two-wheeler. Had vids back in my redoubt. Keeper used to look for them. They was some of his faves. They was about the two-wheeler wags. That's what the noise is.
There weren't many two-wheel wags around Deathlands. They used up precious gas. You couldn't carry supplies on them or mount a blaster. A man on a two-wheel was about as vulnerable as a skinned armadillo.
Bottom. Take us some cover?
Ryan looked around. The desert stretched behind them, dry and faded, the brush high enough for them to hide. But if they were tracked, then their chances would lie somewhere between 0 and 1 on a scale of 100. The thought of what a single match could do with a breeze behind it was terrifying. Ryan had seen some bad fires in his life, and didn't much want to find himself at the center of another one.
We'll stand. Keep ready, but do nothing unless I give the order. We're travelers. Wag broke down 3 days ago, far side of the mountains there. Keep it vague.
Christy saw them first, with their heightened, muty vision.
It's a group close together, around a dozen. A lot of sun flash off metal.
It wasn't long before they could all see them, riding down the center of the blacktop, where the white line would once have been.
Keep together, people.
The motorcyclists came closer, and they could all see the morning sun bouncing off steel and polished chrome. They were riding in an arrowhead formation, and their leader held up a gloved hand when they were about 100 yards off. He slowed, and the rest of the group swerved to left and right, ending up in a half circle around the seven friends, about 20 paces away from them. The riders kept their engines revving, twisting the throttle grips, giving Ryan and the others ample time to look them over. Automatically, the one-eyed man weighed the newcomers up as potential enemies. The odds were they wouldn't prove friendly. 11, all males, aged from about 18 to 45. Most were overweight, which was unusual in the Deathlands. Many were bearded and had long hair tied back with ribbon. All wore heavy boots and blue denim in varying stages of filthy decay, with badges and patches painted or stitched on. But the important items were the blasters. Most had either hand-built pistols, based on old Saturday night specials, or weapons with parts grafted together from other old blasters, .32 caliber the most common. Two had sawed-off scatter guns of uncertain vintage slung from their shoulders. Their leader packed a Smith & Wesson Model 29 with a 9-inch barrel, .44 caliber. From the battered appearance of the piece, it looked like it had been used to hammer in nails and stir a cauldron of mutton stew, neither of which would stop the killing punch of the blaster if the man carrying it knew how to use it. None of the bikers made any obvious threatening moves. Hands rested near holstered pistols while eyes raked the companions. The leader finally lifted a hand again, and everyone cut their engines. The sudden stillness was deafening. The two groups stared at each other for several long seconds, nobody wanting to break the silence.
Nice two-wheel wags.
Not wags, you straight double-stoop mother. They're our choppers.
Choppers?
Rick took a hesitant step forward.
Either my brain has now completely fallen apart in little splinters of sugared candy, or...
What?
Or these guys are real, live Hell's Angels.
One of you's got some sucking brains. Yeah, we're Hell's Angels. Snakefish chapter of the California Motorcycle Gang. We call ourselves the Last Heroes. Riding the road and keeping the good word alive for today and forever.
What's a Hell's Angel?
Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of the dead, we fear no evil, because we're the most evil mothers that ever walked through the valley of the dead.
Right. I did a sociology thesis on these guys. Well, I mean, not these guys. These guys weren't going to be born for 50 years when I wrote The Social Phenomenon of the Motorcycle Gang's Macho or Myth. I decided that they were about 99% myth.
What are you saying about us, you four-eyed straight mother?
Ginsburg stepped closer.
Yeah, you've got the colors and the chopped hogs, sissy bars. Oh, it all comes back to me, Ryan.
How come you know so much? You ain't from around these parts. You seen other chapters of Righteous Brothers someplace else?
The man's long-barreled Smith & Wesson was sliding slowly from the tooled holster.
No, I read about you back in...
That's enough, Rick. Cut the talk. We're traveling through. We lost our wag 3 days back, heading for Snakefish. There gonna be some sort of problem here?
Ryan's hand rested on the butt of his automatic rifle.
Problem? Straight? Outlander comes in looking like he's in charge of a gang of mercies. Snakefish doesn't like mercies.
Ryan figured they could take all 11 out, but not without unacceptable losses.
Mercies?
Hired blasters, short for mercenaries.
Wrong. We aren't mercies. I asked you once. I'll ask you one more time. Do we have a problem here?
Now the Smith & Wesson was jerked clear of the holster. The leader of the cycle gang smiled at Ryan, showing a mouthful of broken teeth.
Problem? What the fuck do you think?
I think if there was a problem, there'd be some blood spilled.
What do you want in Snakefish?
Bed and food for a couple of nights? Then I guess we'll be moving on.
We're Sec Patrol for the Ville.
Figured that.
The Smith & Wesson was put back in the holster.
I'm Ryan. The rest are JB, Jack, Christy, Lori, Doc, and the real smart one here is Rick.
The leader of the bike gang looked like he was concentrating hard.
You got all those?
Sure. Don't read or write much, but I got total recall. Ryan, JB, Jack, Christy, Lori, Doc, and Rick.
You got names?
Yeah. I'm Zombie. Little guy with the beard's Priest. Fat brother's Riddler. Rat next to him. Mealy next.
Ryan looked at the faces behind the names, faces you saw in a dozen Villes across the land. He'd read some about times before Dark Day and had seen some faded vids, old photos. Here they were, the same faces from the old pics, brutish redneck faces, good old boy shit-kicking faces, narrow eyes that would never look friendly and would often look coldly vicious. Most had their names emblazoned across the backs of their denim jackets. Harlequin, Dick the Hat, Vinny, Freewheeler, Ruin, Kruger. After the introductions, there was an uneasy silence, which was broken by Doc.
I would be most awfully grateful, gentlemen, if you could see your way clear to conveying a tiny piece of information. What's the distance to the nearest metropolis?
What?
Half out to DeVille.
Why didn't he say so? Stoop straight.
Shut up, Rat. Mile and a half.
Gas smell is strong. You got a big plant in town?
Just outside the Ville in an old fun park.
I used to be interested in theme parks and fun fairs. Oh, Magic Mountain, Six Flags, Busch Gardens. What was this one called?
Sierra Sunrise Park. You know it.
Heard of it. Built very late in the 90s. Nothing special.
Damn right it's special. It's where our chapter has its home.
Yeah, Last Heroes Readout. You stay a few days in the Ville, you could come see it. Lori.
Who's the Baron?
Baron Brennan. Edgar Brennan. Old guy. Been Baron more years than anyone can remember.
Where did you get the choppers?
Me and some of the brothers came here around 3 years back. Kind of traveling on. Found a big old warehouse way out beyond the edge of town. Part where folks said it was a hot spot. We got us a Geiger. It was warm, not hot. It was orange, not red. Folks been scared for nothing. Been HQ for a chapter before the winners. Found it all. Hogs, colors, manuals, rules. Kruger's best at reading, so he told it all. We liked it. Good way of living. Oh.